The second part of your business plan that's very important to the potential investor is the part that describes your management team. Now you say, wait a minute, I'm starting this business. I don't have a whole huge team. Yes, you did. You've just selected your team. They may not be employees of your company, but they are definitely part of your team. So for instance, if I was doing a business plan, I would have Diane Kennedy's name in it saying, this is my tax strategist, my trusted advisor, so that the people that are going to invest their money in my business know that I'm not trying to go it alone. So how would I get Diane's name in there? Well, first of all, I'd probably ask her permission. But also, what's important is create an advisory board. Now, most of your advisors, your team members, will be part of that advisory board. It shows the depth of knowledge that you have brought together to help guide this business to success. An investor will want to know who is involved. Now, you may have somebody that you want to bring on board as an employee in the future. Prearrange it with them. Say, please, I want you to be part of my team, initially part of my advisory team, but when I get my funding, you agree to come on board as an employee. It's a very easy thing to do, and it builds strength and depth into your business plan. Remember, Rich Dad always said, money follows management. So the stronger your management team, the more likely you'll get the money.